N.A., brother. Elms Haven, St. Helena, California. December 30th, 1903. My dear brother, I wish that I could make all understand that many times the obstacles and difficulties that seem to hedge up their way are of their own creating. I have an intense desire that day by day the Lord's people shall learn more of Jesus and trust Him more fully. I want to see them triumphing over sin. I want to see them standing firm in God. Set your standard high and live in constant communion with God. Do not allow the enemy to spoil your experience. Do not complain. Do not reveal a dictatorial spirit. Put on courage and strength. You are not forsaken by God. We must not talk unbelief because appearances are against us. We are in a world of iniquity. We shall feel pressure for want of means, but God will hear and answer our petitions for help. Let your watchword be, "The Lord God will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed." Isaiah 50, verse 7. Do not dwell upon things that are of no profit. Be free in the Lord, be free. Look on the bright side. If the work is hindered, be sure that it is not your fault, and then rejoice in the Lord, even though the experience through which you are called to pass is hard and grievous. Do not let your lips utter perverseness. Do not talk unbelief. Talk hope. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish the thing whereto I sent it. Isaiah 55, verse 10 and 11. Let every worker hold up the hands of his fellow worker. Let no one talk discouragement. For ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Verses 12, 13. Wait patiently for the Lord, trusting in Him to work everything out to His glory. If His reproof is upon you, humble your soul before Him and say, Amen. Never murmur or complain. The Lord lives and reigns. Be strong in Him. Trust in Him. Walk before Him in faith and hope and righteousness, and He will bring you off more than a conqueror.